Hello.
Hi, my name is Deborah. I'm returning your call from customer support.
Yeah, hi. I just want to make sure you guys didn't sign me up for anything, because I don't want to have a problem where you guys sent to my account, because you guys sent me something to pay for shipping or something. It's free. And then I'm reading, I read everywhere. There's no way where I'm signing up. I just want to make sure.
Okay. And if I may have your...
You want my phone number, or what do you check?
Your zip code.
10306.
10306?
Correct.
Okay. Under 10306, I'm looking for that account.
What did you say?
Okay, go ahead and give, I'm sorry, we're echoing. Give me your zip code one more time, please.
10306.
Okay, that's what I just said. And when you asked me that, I'm like, okay, well, maybe that was wrong. Okay. I was just confirming it, and that's what I already had to begin with. Okay, give me just one moment.
Sure.
And if you could verify your first and last name for me, please, ma'am?
Leslie Saidita.
Okay, Leslie?
Saidita.
Okay, if you could spell your last name for me, please.
S-E-I-D-I-T as in Tommy A. S is Sam, E-I-D-I-T-A.
Okay, I've got S-E-I-D-I-T-A.
Correct.
Okay. And thank you. I'm still looking for your account. Give me just one moment. I may have to use your first and last name, and sometimes we do that. And again, that's Leslie, and the last name is spelled S-E-I-D-I-T-A. Is that correct?
Right. The first name is L-E-S-L-E-Y.
Okay. I thought you said S-E-I-D-I-T-A.
That's the last name.
Okay. Yeah, the first name is Leslie, L-E.
L-E-Y.
Okay, thank you. Sure. And I'm sorry for the bad connection, and it may be on my end.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, I'm going to try to use your first and last name. Okay, I have it here, Leslie. And if you can verify that account for me, please, ma'am, your shipping address?
9 Maple Terrace, Staten Island, New York, 10306.
Okay, thank you. I have that. Give me just a moment. It's finishing pulling up the screen to give me some more information. It's still pulling, okay? I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Okay, I'm showing on December the 10th. you ordered a Stealth Elite drone for $8.25.
Right. Was I signed up for anything as a result of that, or are they gonna go back to my account and charge me some kind of money, or that's it?
Okay. Actually, you have the 72 hours to cancel, or it will be, you know, a monthly charge.
To cancel what? What am I signing up for?
I'm showing that you ordered a Stealth Elite drone.
No, I don't want to cancel that. What else am I signing up for? I don't want to cancel the drone.
Okay, well, you're going to go ahead and get that. You'll go ahead and get that. Uh-huh.
Anything else that they're going to charge me for? That's my question.
Okay, now you've already paid for this, the $8.25.
Right. So are they signing me up for anything else? Because what happens, this company, I don't know if it's the same company, then they will go back to my account 3 days later and charge me like $82 for some membership or something like that.
Okay, you do have 72 hours to cancel a time frame, or we'll put you in a membership.
Oh, but I want the drone, though. But, I don't
but yeah, you'll get this. You will get this, okay? You've already paid for that. But, you know, you have your 72 hours. So today's the 13th. And you ordered it, excuse me, you ordered on the 10th.
Okay, so can I cancel now? I didn't sign up for anything, though. So what I
under the terms and conditions, it states that... Yeah, it's a valid charge. It does say that you have the 72 hours to cancel. And if you don't do it in that time frame...
What am I signing up for? I didn't agree to sign up for anything. Because I look to make sure that there's no stipulation that says I'm signing up for anything. But it happened to me before. That's why I'm calling now. I want to make sure they make sure. I don't want to sign up for anything. Because I look. If they were signing me up, they said, oh, we're going to charge you. I read the whole email. I read the bottom. Nowhere does it say, if you don't cancel, it doesn't say that at all. So it's like a trap. I don't like that. I didn't say nothing about, if you don't cancel, we're going to charge. I intentionally went to read the whole email. You only stipulate about putting your information. We're allowed to send you emails, so we're allowed to give the information. But it never said, there's no way it tells me that you're signing up, we're going to charge you. Nowhere at all. Otherwise, I wouldn't have bought it.
Okay, we are in that time frame now, the 72 hours. If you got it on the 10th, and today is the 13th.
Okay, so can we cancel?
Okay, I can.
Okay. That's what I want, because I didn't see anywhere that... I just want to make sure that... Somebody told me since morning to call you guys to make sure. But they don't... I don't know what I'm signing up for. There's no stipulation. It doesn't tell me anywhere that I'm signing up for anything. I don't even know what I'm signing up for. And I look to make sure they're not signing me up. It doesn't tell me anything anywhere. I read the whole thing.
Okay, give me just a moment. I'm just looking over your account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm notating the account.
Huh?
I'm notating your account that you want to cancel. Give me just one moment, please.
Absolutely, membership, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, because I didn't sign up for membership.
Okay, I do have that canceled out, so there won't be any recurring charges on your account.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. And would they send me the drone anyway?
Yes, you will still get that.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you so
All
much.
right, and thank you, and you have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.